Restoring My Soul, Friday the 19th of December, recovered to our sanctification. When Jesus Christ, who is the great shepherd of the sheep, calls us by our name, his word defines who we are in relation to him and in relation to those who belong to his flock. The first initiative of the shepherd is to find us and to recover us to our sanctification. We recall that the disciples were scattered to their homes when Christ, the great shepherd, was smitten. Our houses, in fact, are where we must respond to the word that is addressing our weariness or stumbling in relation to the word of the cross. Jesus himself said, "All of you will be made to stumble because of me this night, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I have been raised, I will go before you to Galilee." It was on the shore of the Sea of Galilee that Jesus regathered the disciples and particularly called Peter to his sanctification as a shepherd of Christ's sheep. He explained that the Spirit would enable Peter to be yoked to him, saying, "When you were younger, you girded yourself and walked where you wished. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and another will gird you and carry you where you do not wish." Later, because Peter had been yoked to Christ and had learned his sanctification from him, he was able to direct the presbytery to this same work, writing, "Shepherd the flock of God which is among you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion, but willingly, not for dishonest gain, but eagerly, nor as being lords over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away." The references used in today's devotions are Matthew chapter 26, verses 31 and 32, John chapter 21, verse 18, and 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 2 to 4. For further study, John chapter 21.